countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
The Parlour. The parlour was a palace in a house with no room. It was plush, it was stern, it was where Santy came and where we put visitors. The priest was brought there and the odd neighbouring nun, Yankees and China, bottles of rum and sherry. There was an electric heater and an open fire, but we seldom lit them as we didn't require that room for anything other than show. Just to know it was there was simply enough. A house with no parlour was like going about in the buff. It was empty and spooky with trickles of damp, an oak veneered sideboard and a precious old lamp. There were men of rebellion pinned to the wall beside John F. Kennedy and a pope called Paul the Sixth. His solemn face suited the room, which held all our riches and all of our gloom. But the parlour was peaceful if you wanted to sulk, a great place for hiding during blind man's buff. Then late in December this room came to life. The tree was brought in and was covered in lights. There were sprinkles of holly with berries of red. There was crepe paper ornaments hung by a thread. And dead flies in the window who died of regret. Why go into a room where no humans were kept? We left whiskey for Santy, brown bread and cooked ham, and buns for Arthur with strawberry jam. Then we gazed from the outside at the sparkle and bling, and the spraddle-legged fireplace where himself would slide in. And we looked to the skies and searched through the stars for that farmer called Santy and his magic old cart. His cart had an engine filled with magic manure, and then Santy in his wellies would roar like a hoo, "Come up, come up!" He'd magically rise and cross over the moon, and we'd head for the bed as he'd be coming right soon. He'd come into the parlour if we had been nice, and he'd leave presents for all and memories for life. Next morning we sat there in pyjamas and socks, and wrapped in our blankets we'd open our box, our Christmas box. An apple, an orange, a few sweets and a toy, and we were told how manure could make reindeer fly. We found mysterious particles of dung on the roof, magically imprinted by a reindeer's hoof. Then we gathered our things and left the parlour to rest, and we headed to Mass and to look at the crib. The baby Jesus had arrived with Joseph confused, Mary all giddy and the wise men removed. Our father said they had to be put out in a different pen because a farm is no place for so-called wise men. And we prayed that our livestock would make magic manure and we'd leave it in the parlour for Santy next year.